the Mavericks will take the ball first to start off the game, and we get ready to kick off the 109th meeting between the Mavericks and the Lobos.
So the Marshall Mavericks will be moving tonight right to left on your radio dial. They'll be receiving in the, I believe it's going to be the south end of the stadium with the big Lobos in the hedges there. So a historic stadium, beautiful place if you've never been to Longview High School. It's a great setup, absolutely beautiful place. Brand new turf field this season for the Lobos. So it looks pretty nice, brand new. I think this will be the first game they play on it, Josh. Again, folks, the 109th meeting of this one, the Lobos lead 61-42-5. Since 1969, the Longview Lobos lead this series 41-9 and have won 17 of the last 18. So Marshall looking to try to get a big win here tonight.
Good return out there to the 27-yard line, and that's where the Mavericks will start to begin this one.
Good patient run there from number 5 for the Mavericks, Jared Washington. So from the left hash, it'll be first down and 10 for the Mavericks. The Mavericks going to use every second of the play clock. Their goal is to snap it when it gets under 5 seconds. They'll wait in the huddle until it gets down to about 6, and
And that's a smart idea by Coach Greedo, keeping this Longview defense on the field as much as you can and keep your defense off.
So looking at third down and a long 17 for Marshall. Let's see if they try to mix it up here at all or if they stay with the run. They'll snap the ball under 10 seconds. They'll now go to the line of scrimmage, down to 5 seconds. Let's see if they'll get this one off 3 seconds. Snap back to Dede Williams. They'll hand it off up the middle with the heavy set. Is some room. He'll get back to the 40-yard line, but it'll be a punting situation for Marshall, and that's not exactly what the Mavericks had in mind early. Play in the first quarter.
And if you're the Marshall defense, Chase, this is exactly what you wanted right there. The penalty hurts the Lobos, a 10-yard holding penalty, and then able to force King's hand a little bit, two wayward throws, and you force a fourth down, and now the Lobos will have to punt. Think, Chase, we're going to have to see a throw here a little bit again. Marshall has taken the clock down under 2:20 now, so they've kept the Longview defense on the field here for a pretty good while here in this first quarter.
Well, so far the workhorse has been Dominic Williams. He's running well over that left side, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I think you'll probably see us go back to that side on this play.
This might be a good play here, Chase. Again, it's only second down, but maybe try a little play flake right here. Again, Longview's going to start bringing guys up in the box, and really they don't have anybody deep right now. You got Savion out to the right side, single coverage, and all the safeties and everybody stacked in the box.
From the right hash, Deep drops back looking to throw. Now he may keep it. No, he's going to let it go, and it's going to be picked off. Well underthrown, and that's not something he's going to be able to do here tonight. And that tackle will be made by number 2 for the Mavericks. That is Joe Jordan.
And that's just something he tried to force the issue. Mavericks tried to go with the pass right there, but Savion Wade covered. Actually, 4 Lobos were on him, and he was the only man out there going out for the pass for the Mavericks. And really, Didi just trying to force the issue just a little bit. Actually, could have ran just, I think, a little bit and got some yards. Again, Mavericks, they cannot have turnovers tonight, folks. They can't give Longview ample chances. And that should be our last play of the quarter. And after the first quarter, it is nothing-nothing between Marshall and Longview. The 109th meeting after one is tied at nothing-nothing. We go for a break. We'll be back with more Marshall football right after this. And third and about 12 coming up now for Longview to start off the second quarter.
Hey, listen, Josh, as much as we talked about this last week, we got beat up front last week. We got obliterated at the line of scrimmage. Not so tonight. This front 4 for Marshall is pounding Longview right now, and they're controlling
line,
the ball.
The defensive line is surely winning the battle up front right now. And somewhat on offense, Chase, Marshall has been able to move the football, but not right there just yet. But the defensive line for the Mavericks have come out strong here. So a big third down coming up now for the Marshall defense. Again, they've got Longview and a 3rd and 12 from the Longview 35-yard line.
Big play here, Josh. Defense needs to get a stop.
I formation doubles out to King's left. He'll take the snap. He'll fake it. Play fake. Marshall brings some people. Throw over. It's going to be caught by number 80 at the 50. Now to the 40. Makes a spin. He's actually going to be out of bounds at the 40-yard line. And now it's going to be a penalty. They're going to call it.
That's a terrible call from the official. He's going to call a late hit, but the kid was still playing. Everybody thought the play was still alive. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty on Marshall, but that's a terrible call.
You see Coach Riedel coming out now to the hashes wanting an explanation, and it was really very close, but it looked like number 8 was just still continuing the play. He's got 2nd and 9 coming up here now from the Marshall 23-yard line. Single back formation here for the Lobos. King under center. He'll take the snap, hands it off to his running back. Big gaping hole. He goes right up the middle. 2 missed tackles by the Mavericks, and it's a 23-yard touchdown run by number 7 Meredith for the Lobos. Eagles, and the Longview Lobos take the lead 6-0 here with 11-12 in the second quarter.
Yeah, finally found a hole there. I think Marshall blitzed from the outside and left nobody in the middle, so that's one of those things Phil Bennett used to say, when you blitz, somebody's band is going to play in on this one. It's going to be Longview, so they'll get on the board first. With 11-12 to go here in the second quarter, it's Longview 6, Marshall nothing, as we await the point after.
And it's going to be Caden Meredith on the run right there from, I believe, 23 yards out. Kick away, and it's right down the middle and good. So with 11-12 left to go in the second quarter, Longview has the lead at 7-0. We'll take a break. Maverick football continues in a moment. Let's see if they move the yard marker. It's going to be 4th and inches here. We'll see what Coach Greedle does, and I believe I'm putting this ball away, Chase.
That's one you cannot dance, and that's one thing Dede does a little bit too much of. He likes to kind of try to stutter step there in the trenches. That's one you got to go. You got to cut up and get up in that line of scrimmage because these guys will hit you. Now, I think Marshall is going to go for it from their own 34-yard line.
Very testy here. Do like the aggression, though, from Coach Greedle, though. Keep your offense on the field as much as you can. So I do like the decision here, even though it's still early in the game.
Okay, here they go. They need only half a yard for a first down. They're going to snap it back. They're going to give it to Dominic. He'll get the first down easy and more. He'll cross the 35. They'll mark him all the way up to the 39-yard line, and it'll be first down Mavericks. So it'll bring up 3rd and 9 for Marshall. So they're in that long down and distance that they've tried to stay away from. 6:37 to play here in the half. It's 7-0 Longview. Marshall with the football for their third offensive possession.
And you figure now this is going to have to be a pass play, or it could be another run play, really trying to catch the Lobos off guard.
Well, Longview has two guys out there on Savion, a corner and a safety. Heavy set to the right. We'll fake it. Dede Williams is going to keep it. He'll get to the outside. He'll make one man miss, but nothing else doing. He'll only pick up a yard. And I believe the Mavericks will be forced to punt here on 3rd and about 8.
And I think you're going to have to right here, Chase. Again, a little bit too long to go for it right here, even though you're at your 42 and a half yard line. But this one you have to punt, I think.
So 1st down and 10, Longview. 1:31 left to play here until halftime. The ball spotted at the 17-yard line. This is not a game where Marshall has been out-athleted or pushed around at all.
And
Marshall
really
playing
great,
really well.
A great game plan that Coach Greel has come in here with tonight. I formation here for the Lobos. Doubles out to Keene's left, and it'll be a handoff here to number 12, as he takes it in untouched, and it's another Longview score. A 17-yard run by number 12 of the Lobos, and that's Jayden Williams. And the Lobos take a 13-0 lead with 1:08 left to go here in the first half.
Yeah, we may have to put a little asterisk on that one. It might be 7-7-0 here early in this football game. But 1:08 to play. Longview's going to take a 14-0 lead. And they've run that one. That's all, really the only play we've not been able to stop defensively is right up the middle on that fullback lead play. So as we await the point after, the snap is down. It's a low snap. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 1:08 left to play until halftime, it's Longview 14, Marshall nothing. Stay with us. You're listening to Marshall Maverick football on the heartbeat of East Texas. I think from your 30 with 28 seconds left, you've got to punt this one away.
You've got to punt this one. Longview has no more timeouts, and they'd have to go the length of the field to try to get any points on the board. So kick it away, and probably Longview would take a knee.
Well, Longview's coming with everybody because the last punt from Marshall, the ball was very high. It was not a great snap for Marshall.
Very high and very slow. So this one's got to pop right back to the punter right here, and he's got to get it away quickly.
So Marshall will be set up in a punt formation. The ball will be from the left hash. I believe that's going to be Washington snapping the ball for Marshall. Number 9, the stud Michael Washington, defensive end. So from the left hash, back deep punting for Marshall will be, I believe that's going to be Mendia. So good snap here. Oh, it's low. He drops the snap, and he does get it off. And I don't know how he got that ball off, but he did. It'll bounce at the 50. It'll go inside the 40. It'll roll down to the 35, still rolling, and go all the way down to the 32-yard line, and that should have been blocked. Okay, so we've got one more timeout. I expect you'll see us do that one more time. I think we have one more timeout.
One more timeout. If he misses it, though, we will be taking that timeout.
Well, if we... I think we have one more timeout. If we take it, he's made two so far. And sooner or later, the law of averages is going to get you. So we do have one more timeout. I expect we'll probably take it.
So Onufre will get set up here now. And Antonio Onufre, the kicker for the Lobos here tonight. King will be kneeled down at the 35-yard line again. Let's see if third time is the charm here for the Mavericks in trying to get Onufre to mess up his timing.
And we will call timeout. Greedle's over there. You can tell he's about to call it. They're going to let him get set up, and he will call a timeout, I think. No, he won't.
And that one is up, and that one is – that one looks right down the – no,
it is good.
Just take the – snuck in at the right half on the right post. So it's a 45-yard field goal by Onufre, and the Lobos go into halftime leading the Mavericks by a score of 17-0. Stay tuned. We'll have the Butler Construction halftime show coming up here in just a little bit. Marshall football continues on the Sports Media East Texas KMHT right after this. So 41-yard line where the Lobos will start, and the Marshall defense will try to get the Longview offense off the field. Again, Casey Hurd, a great first half for him, and JT McFarland and Michael Washington, and number 43 out there for the Mavericks, which is number 43, is Christian Jackson. Not doing too bad out there on the defensive line, looking to continue their sort of dominance here in the second half.
So from the left hash, it'll be second down and 9 for Longview as we go under 9.5 to play in the third.
King, shotgun, two backs to his left and right, doubles out to the right for King. He'll take the snap. It'll be a drop back. Looking for somebody, going deep, has a man, and it is caught at the 5-yard line. He'll be brought down at the 1.
Perfect pass from King. I mean, there's at some point in time, there's not a whole lot you can do when somebody's throwing dimes, and Haynes King threw an absolutely perfect pass. Again, coverage was not bad. It was just a perfect pass, and it'll be first and goal Longview from the 3.
So I believe heavy set coming up here now for the Lobos.
So let's see what Marshall can do. 5-man front defensively for Marshall.
I formation here for Longview. King will take the snap. He'll hand it off right to Meredith, and Meredith will just get over the goal line, and a touchdown by Longview makes it a 23-0 game.
Lyric Rawls was there and not able to make the tackle. That's when you got to hit him and kind of try to stand him up. So he'll push it across the line with 8:11 to play here in the third, 23-0 as we await our point after.
So Caden Smith, his second touchdown of the game, had one back. Caden Meredith had one back in the second quarter as well. A 1-yard run makes it now a 23-0 game as we await the extra point. Onufre, kick up, snap is good, the kick is up, and it is right down the middle and perfect. So now a 24-0 lead here for the Longview Lobos. 8:11 left to go in the third quarter. Marshall football continues right after this.
Well, we're not running anything off tackle. Everything we're running is between the tackles. We'd be interested to see if we'd run a power, try to kick the end out and get upfield. Haven't seen that yet for Marshall. So second down and 9 for the Mavericks. The ball from the 10, just outside the 10-yard line. From the left hash, Marshall will go to the line of scrimmage late. 5 seconds left on the clock. Heavy formation left. The snap is over the head of Dede Williams, and he's going to fall on it in the end zone, and that's going to be a safety.
And they are going to call a safety. Dede, that's one he's just going to pick up and throw away. He's going to pray that he got the ball out of the end zone, but no, he was down and in the end zone, so it's a safety there for the Lobos.
He's saying he got down on the 1. One referee saying he's on the 1, and the other referee saying it's in the end zone. And that's the white hat. He had the ball, and he kind of pushed it over onto the 1-yard line and then jumped on it.
Again, your whole body in the football has to be in the end zone for that to be a safety. It didn't look like he pushed it out of the end zone, but I think they're going to say he was touched before he ever did that. That was very, very close.
And the wheels are just a little bit coming off the train here.
Well, again, as you said, Chase, maybe needing to go to some kind of passing game against still the same offense they come out with as they did in the first half.
So let's see what Marshall can do right here. They're going to kick it off from their own 20-yard line. They'll actually do that from a kickoff, not a punt formation. So it'll be number 68 kicking. That's Melvin Salinas. Let's see if he can try to drive the Lobos back deep. 7:08 to play. Only used a minute there on the clock.
Williams and Caden Meredith back for the Lobos. And here comes the kick from the 20-yard line. A pretty decent kick. That's going to back up Meredith all the way to the 21-yard line. He'll bobble the football. Picks it up. Gets to the 35. Now the 40. Makes a couple of men miss it. He's going to be gone. Out of the 45. 40. He's got one man to beat. He beats the kicker to the 20. 10. 5. Touchdown.
And that was just not good coverage there for Marshall. Had people down there, just not able to make the tackle.
Caden Meredith takes one back for a
so
little
that will
touchdown.
Be, he took it from the 21-yard line, so that will be a 79-yard return by Caden Meredith, his third touchdown of the game. and he makes it now a 32-0 game, waiting the extra point.
Yeah, Marshall had people capable of making the tackle right about the 40 or 35-yard line. Had another one at the 45, and those arm tackles don't work. You got to wrap up. You got to get your face mask on them, and not able to make those tackles. It's an easy touchdown run right up the middle for Longview.
So the 79-yard turn by Meredith makes it now a 32-0 game as we wait the extra point by Onofre.
And it should be delay a game.
And I think they're going to get a flag right there for delay a game.
Antonio Onofre.
So that's going to be a 5-yard penalty. They'll have to re-kick that. And the Lobo flag people need to hop off the field so we can re-kick this.
And that almost could be another delay of game penalty with them being on the field.
Yeah, it could.
As you said, Chase, the wheels are just kind of falling off a little bit here now with only 6:55 still left to go. Well, actually still 6:55 left to go in the third quarter. So 18 minutes and 55 seconds left to go here in the game. As we await now the kick from Onofre.
And really the difference here has been Haynes King. I mean, he's got he's had some passes that have just been perfect and have extended drives that if you don't have an all-world quarterback, you're punting.
And so you can tell that he has really worked on his craft a lot. Snap down, kick from Onofre right down the middle again. Doesn't matter about the penalty as he makes it now a 33-0 game. Stay tuned. Marshall football continues right after this.
Third down and 10 for Marshall again from their own 42-yard line. 5:05 to play in the third quarter. It's Longview 33, Marshall 0. This game was scoreless after the first quarter. Longview had a 17-0 lead at the half. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Callahan is H-back. Brent Burris will change the play at the line of scrimmage. One man behind him will be Dominic Williams. From the left hash, takes the snap. He'll hand it off up the middle. No, he's going to keep it. He'll make one man miss, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. He will not do so. He'll lose a yard, and Marshall will be forced to punt. Casey Hurd is going to come off for a second. He's had a whale of a game. He's played great right now. Mm-hmm. If you're asking me my player of the game, it's Casey Hurd.
It's got to be Casey Hurd. He has played great tonight. Hayden Blaylock checks back in now for Hurd. Single back formation here for the Lobos. King under center. He'll take the snap. Bootleg wide open is his tight end. He'll find him. It's an easy walk-in touchdown for the Lobos from 9 yards out from King.
Well, this is young linebackers that are just a little lost right now for Marshall. They're biting on those bootlegs and easy pitch and catch for the Lobos. And little extracurricular activity from the Lobos now. A little taunting out there.
For a Lobo touchdown.
So that's a passing touchdown. So that's actually King's first touchdown of the game. And that was to number 88, Jahalen Braden.
I would think that Haynes King's night would be done. I'm a little surprised that he's still playing this late in the third, up 33-0.
Well, we've got a new kicker in for Longview as well. I believe that's Spencer Powell kicking out now for the Lobos. Snap is good. Kick is up. And that is right down the middle and good. As you can hear the Longview Lobo train horn going off. So now a 40-0 lead for the Lobos. 5.8 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Stay tuned. Maverick football continues right after this.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Dominic Williams in the backfield behind Burris. Burris will take the snap. He'll fake the handoff, and he'll try to throw it across the middle. It's tipped and intercepted by the Lobos, and they'll take it back down to the 20.
And that was Cedric Smith coming up with the interception for the Lobos, and another hitch route with Burris was trying to go to, and that will officially end the third quarter with an interception from Burris. 40-0 lead for the Lobos over your Mavericks. Stay tuned. Marshall Maverick football continues right after this.
And that's one of those plays that, you know, you got to make if you're the Mavericks to try to get off the field. So first and 10 from the 10. Lobos looking to score again.
Another I formation here. Receiver out to the left and right. Very close in. Smith will hand it off to his running back again. Right up the middle. Barely even touched. Not to the end zone. It's a touchdown run by number 49 of the Lobos. And that's Xavier Jimerson with a 9-yard carry for the touchdown.
Jimerson picks up a Lobo touchdown.
Well, that wasn't very long there. I think that was three plays for the Lobo touchdown.
So Jimerson with the carry from 9 yards out makes it now a 46-0 game. 10:40 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's the kick from the kicker. It's right down the middle and good, and it's now a 47-0 game as the Mavericks trail 47-0 here to the Lobos in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Marshall football continues right after this.
8:03 to play in the game. It's 47-0. Marshall trying to get on the board here in the fourth quarter. The ball will be spotted on the left hash. May not be able to get this play off. I think we may have to call a timeout. Two wide receivers split wide each side. 3 seconds left on the play clock. 1 second left. He's not going to get it off.
Oh, if he does, he barely got it off. Throws it out, and he's going to have to do his Jordan. He's going to be scrambled right back at the 25-yard line. I can't believe the referees let that go. I thought that was almost down the play at zero, but they let it go.
Yeah, that we did not get the playoff there. That should have been a delay of game penalty on Marshall, but they don't call the penalty. And the Mavericks will not be able to pick up the first down. They'll actually lose about 6 yards. They'll spot it all the way back to the 26. So it'll be a minus six there on the play. That pass, I believe, was that D.D.?
Yeah,
Dee Dee
Williams? Joe Jordan.
Joe Jordan. So that's his first reception of the game. That's one you've got to throw to the sticks. You can't throw that behind the sticks. You got to get a first down. You got to throw to the sticks and give yourself an opportunity to make a play and get a first down. So
this will be an I formation here for the Lobos.
And our horses are tired. And should be. They've been out. When we see the time of possession in this football game, it is going to be amazing how much time Longview had the ball.
And really, Marshall did a great job in the first half keeping Longview off the field, even though they scored 17 points. But Longview is really taking it over in the second half. High formation. Buchanan hands off right to Jones. Jones stopped at the line of scrimmage, but powers his way through. He's able to get in from 2 yards out as a touchdown for the Lobos.
So Marshall's going to have to figure out what they're going to do offensively for the rest of the season, because right now the Mavericks are having a hard time on offense. I mean, when you have minus 5 yards in the third quarter, that is tough sledding.
And now a 53-0 lead. We await the extra point from Longview's kicker. Snap is not that great. Actually, Buchanan, it's fumbled. He'll have to scramble out. He'll just run all the way to the sidelines, so the extra point will be no good. On the failed attempt as Buchanan fumbles the snap and just runs out of bounds, actually 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And so, Longview lead now is 53-0. Stay tuned. Marshall football continues right after this.
Take it all the way down to the Marshall 35-yard line, a huge gain. That's going to be a pickup of 20 on the play. It'll bring up 1st and 10 with 1:53 to play.
So still now under 2 minutes left to go here in the game. 1st and 10 coming up now for the Lobos at the Marshall 35-yard line. Now an I formation. And actually split the fullback out, and actually they're going to go with a knee here, Chase, I believe.
That's a heavy set formation. Yep, yeah, now they're going to take a knee.
And that's very classful by Longview, I will say that. Very classful. They're up 53-0. Marshall can only stop the clock one more time, but with under a minute 30, I think Coach Riedel and the crew just ready to get out of here.
We're not going to stop the clock. We're ready for this clock to keep running so we can get on the bus.
And that will be the final score, as 53-0 will be the Longview Lobos winning over the Marshall Mavericks here in Longview. Again, the final score 53-0 as both teams head out to the L of the Longview field of Lobos. And you hear the dreaded Longview train horn going out. And again, the final score, Longview 53 and Marshall nothing. Stay tuned. The Bancorp South postgame show is coming up next, and we'll recap this one here from Lobo Stadium. So stay tuned. Marshall football continues in a moment.
I have watched a lot of Marshall football games through the years and have been a part of a lot of Marshall football teams. That was one of the best efforts that I've seen. These kids came out and they played really, really hard, and they rallied around their coaches. Their coaches had a really good plan, and they played a team tonight that was just simply better than we are. So I need Marshall people to not stay home next week. I need them to go down 20 minutes to Carthage and really help us get a win. These kids deserve our support. Proud to be a Marshall Maverick tonight.
A great effort they give tonight. The scoreboard and the score doesn't really tell the whole story tonight, folks, because it was one of the best efforts I've ever seen a team give, Chase, in the greatest situation heading into a Friday night. Still, they gave great effort here tonight.
Yeah, proud of the kids, proud of their effort, proud of the coaches. This is one you can build on. The effort was outstanding here tonight. I think Reggie Cooper would agree with that as he's checking the total. So, folks, we need you to keep supporting the Mavericks. Come out and see us next week in Carthage, another big opponent. You know, our preseason schedule, as they would say, ain't no joke.